Joined now by Patrick Morris from the Newport Sports Agency, agent to many NHL players, including David Clarkson. And must be a different kind of feeling, this one, Pat, that you put so much into it, getting the contract done with Toronto. It went south for whatever reasons, and then seemingly to the outside world, this kind of resolution today.
Well, you know what? I think David came with a lot of expectations, his own. Toronto, the fans, got off to a rough start last year in his first season and never really got on track with the suspension and then an injury and then some play that he was behind, I think, from not having started the season. This year, I think, was better. There was a lot better times, better segments of the season, but some ups and downs, too, that correlated with the ups and downs in the Maple Leafs. So this gives David a fresh start, relieves Toronto of some cap space with the acquisition of Horton back. So it's a positive day for David, a new beginning for him.
Now, the dialogue with you, because he does have, my understanding, either a no-move or a limited no-trade kind of contract. I mean, did he already have the teams in order that he would want to go to, or did Dave Nonis contact you as a piece of getting it done?
We had a 14-team trade list that had to be filed in June, which was, and we worked our way through. Dave kept me in the loop, and when it was appropriate, I brought David in the loop, and we had some discussions, and it consummated in today's transaction.
We haven't a chance to talk to Dave Clarkson, but a Toronto kid, so many guys like coming back. You see whether it's a Gary Roberts or somebody from the area that it does work out. Other guys, it hasn't worked out. I mean, how does he feel today?
You know what, I think the weight of the world always seems to go on his shoulders. So when he picked Toronto, that was the downside if it didn't go well, if the team didn't perform well. So David's accountable. He needed to be better. The team has had difficulty. There were some ups and downs, some good times, an honor in his mind to put on Toronto Maple Leaf uniform. He didn't reach his expectations, and at the same time, the team has not reached the levels that they would want to reach. So I think at this point in time, being able to move on to a new team is good for David, and you know, Toronto would speak for itself on that.
Pat, different systems in New Jersey and in Toronto. How do you see the fit? Because you evaluate it for your clients, for him on ice in Columbus.
Well, there's good opportunity on the right side. They've got a mix of some young players and some expiring contracts. So in assessing their depth, he fits in well. They've got some good players on the left side, and a Nick Foligno and a Calvert and Ryan Johansson and Dubinsky and Anisimov down the middle. So they've got a good forward group, as like he had to participate with in Toronto. You know, playing really with a lot of players in Toronto, a good core and a good group there. So he's excited about, you know, the new opportunity.
Now, trade deadline, you've got a guy named Mike Richards that is of interest to a lot of NHL teams. Do you think he'll be on another NHL roster come Monday?
You know, again, it's a difficult situation like this one was. You know, things can happen. Things come out of the blue like this did. So you never say never, but I would think the expectation is that probably he aligns himself with Los Angeles, stays with them through to the summer. But you know what, I've been surprised before, and it would be welcome. But at the same time, Mike's working hard. He's getting his game back. He's working diligently in Manchester and hopes to get back to the NHL early next week if he can.
Now, last 2 years, or maybe even 3 years, we've seen more of this free agent frenzy in July that moves seem to be made. They seem to be a little bit more difficult around the trade deadline. Are you seeing that evolving as well? Do you think there'll be the monster deals people think, or do you think that's best suited now for after the NHL draft and around free agent time?
Well, I think with the cap system and teams being tight, if you're not making it's more difficult to make a hockey trade, and it seems more to be a money trade. If you look at, and then some big trades have already happened with Kane going to Buffalo, with Winnipeg acquiring Myers, et cetera. So I wouldn't expect there to be earth mind-blowing trades on Monday. I think there's been some to date, and I think there'll still be steady flow. There's lots of good defensemen the teams need, and there's some good forwards that are still available. So I think there'll be a good steady flow, and you know, 12 to 16 deals like there always is in March. But I think the bigger players are more prone to be moved at the draft because they're more money transactions at that time, or more hockey trades, excuse me, at that time than now being more money transactions.
Now, you've had a number of people, players, play for the Toronto Maple Leafs, like all 30 NHL teams. I'm curious, with this kind of retool or rebuild going on, and given David Clarkson's experience in Toronto, would you be a bit more leery or a bit more cautious in guiding a free agent to Toronto?
You know what? It depends upon probably the personality of the player in a lot of ways. Toronto's an attractive market for the popularity of the sport, but there's a lot of pressure playing here. Players can adapt to it. There's opportunity here. There's the ability to join the team and grow with it as the team rebuilds. But you know what? That'll, I'm sure, be a hotbed topic as we hit free agency. You want to have the fit. David thought there was a fit. It, you know, today that fit turned into a new one. So to say it didn't work out, that's for others to talk about, but it's a new opportunity for David Clarkson, and I certainly wouldn't have any hesitation in putting a player in Toronto. But that's, the players make the decisions. We just guide them. We negotiate a contract and give recommendations, and the player ultimately will make the decision. So that'll be up to the guys this summer who we have in free agency.
Well, certainly as a class act off the ice, and great to chat with you tonight. Is Don Meehan in his stately Florida states? Are you manning the fort, or what's going on at Newport?
No, Don will be in his plush seats behind the Leafs goaltender in the first and third. So no, he's at the Flyer game tonight, and I've got other business going on.
Well, I'll let you get back to other business going on. Thanks for making time, Pat. I know it's a busy few days coming up. All the best.
Yep, my pleasure, Gord. Good speaking to you.